Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, today's show is going to be a very big one when it comes to new evidence that links the Biden family directly to his children. And now it is clear that they are witnesses in any case against Hunter Biden. This is exactly why the FBI is trying to only charge Hunter Biden with two crimes that they will be able to at least make the argument that their families do not need to be involved in the prosecution. Number one, in the gun purchase. And number two, with his taxes, not paying his taxes on time. Now, this is continuing to heat up. And here's one of the big parts of the story. The FBI top brass were now being told, warned Facebook about the New York Post Hunter Biden laptop reporting. We also know that the same FBI brass were Democratic donors. Records are now showing. This is obviously shocking news. Both of the FBI officials who briefed Facebook before the social media giant opted to censor that initial reporting on Hunter Biden's infamous laptop made donations to the Democratic Party during the 2020 election cycle. This, according to campaign finance records and court filings. Now, an amended complaint released Monday by Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt's office says that there are not one, but two of the FBI agents who interfered in this case, and they also had major issues with bias because of their political donations. The Attorney General Eric Schmidt's office also says that Laura DeMolo, the section chief of the FBI's Bureau's Foreign Influence Task Force, and Elvis Chan, who manages the cyber branch of the FBI's San Francisco field office, were involved in the communications between the FBI and Meta that led to Facebook's suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop story, quote unquote. And again, that is coming from Missouri's Attorney General Eric Schmidt. Federal Election Commission records show that both of these FBI agents who warned Facebook to not run with the story, saying it was Russian misinformation, donated in the Democrats to the Democrats in the 2020 election cycle. We also know that Chan donated to John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock for their Georgia Senate runoff campaigns in November of 2020. We also know the other FBI agent gave to the Democratic National Committee between March the 30th and August the 30th, $60. Doesn't sound like much, but she did it in $10 increments, March, April, May, July, and August of 2020. The court filing and donation records were first reported by the Washington Free Beacon. The amended complaint was filed last week as part of an extensive lawsuit against the Biden administration by Schmidt and the Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry. The top prosecutors have accused the Biden administration of leaning on big tech companies to censor so-called misinformation about a variety of topics, including COVID-19 pandemic, as well as the 2020 presidential election. I'm going to tell you more about how corrupt the FBI is, but I also want to say thank you and remind you about a really cool company, and that is TurtleBox. If you love to be outside and listen to music, if you're looking for the perfect gift for any outdoorsman in your life, then you need to buy the loudest, truly portable, waterproof Bluetooth speaker that there is. It is the loudest, it's truly waterproof, and it has an ultra long battery life. It is called TurtleBox. You can also create your own color combinations for your favorite college team. That's right, you can mix and match the box color with a custom handle to create your own team colors. This is perfect for fishing, hunting, tailgating, backyard parties, the perfect tailgating sound system, and the perfect gift for any man in your life if you want to blow him away. Check it out, and I'm going to save you money. You can go to turtleboxaudio.com. You'll get $20 off and free shipping if you use my promo code Ben. That's TurtleBox Audio, turtleboxaudio.com. Use the promo code Ben. Now, what we also know about these FBI interactions with Facebook is they were not detailed in the court filings that were released on Monday. The documents state that Chan has openly boasted about his official role on behalf of the FBI in coordinating with social media companies. The filing notes comments made by Chan in a recent podcast where he states that the FBI San Francisco field office was, quote, very involved in helping to protect the U.S. elections in 2020, saying he was working in conjunction with the private sector, as well as with election officials from every single state. And he said, we were really able to do it all. Do it all, like censor news and rig elections? Sounds pretty good, right? Now, after the Post story broke on October the 14th of 2020, the Hunter Biden story became a big deal, and the FBI started playing defense. We now know this because it was clear that when the story broke that Hunter Biden had introduced his father to many executives, including an executive at the Ukrainian energy company Burisma. Facebook spokesman Andy Stone, a former Democratic flack, announced the company was limiting the story's reach. Now we know why. At the same time, if you remember, Twitter locked the Post primary account, claiming articles about the messages obtained from Hunter Biden's laptop broke, quote, the social network's rules against distribution of hacked material. The problem was it was not hacked material. In August, the Facebook founder and CEO said on the Joe Rogan Experience that his company restricted the reporting due to, quote, a vague FBI warning about possible Russian propaganda meant to discredit the Bidens leading up to the 2020 election. Basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert, is what Zuckerberg told Joe Rogan. Federal prosecutors are reportedly weighing now charges against Hunter Biden after a multi-year-long FBI investigation into the president's son, with agents believing there is ample evidence now to charge Hunter Biden with tax crimes that they want you to believe would not connect him to his father. There's another part of this story that's also very important, and that is many are now arguing ahead of time, hey, there's evidence that Biden and his kids are witnesses in any case against Hunter Biden, so don't act like you can separate the case. Here is Pam Bondi talking about this on Hannity last night.
And I'd like to know the connection to Joe, because Joe denied any knowledge of any of his foreign business dealings, when in fact we know and have evidence that he had numerous meetings with many of Hunter's foreign business partners.
And that's all been acknowledged now, Sean. And yes, it is a matter of national security. It's so important. Yet they choose not to get a special prosecutor in this case. And now this new evidence that we know, very sad, by the way, and to digress for a minute, parents, you do have a remedy. Relatives, you do have a remedy. As a career prosecutor, you can civilly commit your relative or your child if you know they're doing drugs or alcohol to that extent. But what we do know now is that Joe Biden knew about the drug use at the time. Hallie, his girlfriend and sister-in-law, knew about the drug use at the time. There's now evidence, text messages, that his sister, Ashley Biden, knew. So, Sean, therefore, they have to have a special prosecutor. And they're not getting a special prosecutor. Legally, that is an actual conflict. Because, as we know, the U.S. attorney reports to Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland reports to Joe Biden. Joe Biden and his kids are now witnesses in any case against Hunter Biden. And it's really unbelievable legally to me that that has not been dealt with and there's not a special prosecutor on this case.
The idea of a special prosecutor is one that's been brought up now for quite some time. And it's obvious that we need a special prosecutor because otherwise they're only going to charge Hunter Biden with crimes that they can say there's no reason to investigate the brother, right, James Biden, or the president, Joe Biden. That's what they're trying to do. Hunter Biden is a national security threat who may have been compromised, is also one of the other themes that James Comer, who will have investigative power, said on Fox Business with Maria Bartiromo this morning. And I want you to hear what he had to say about, hey, there are so many things here that the FBI should be looking at that clearly they're not, including the suspicious activity reports. And he's saying, if we gain power back in the House, we're not going to sit here and just act like this is over. If the FBI only charges Hunter with two basic crimes that don't connect him to his father, we may even subpoena the bank CEOs. Listen.
You just said you're pretty sure there were crimes committed. Will he be impeached?
Well, we're certainly going to make the case. We're going to do everything we can to present the facts, not only to the American people, but to Congress. My job as chairman of the Oversight Committee will be to gather information. And we're going to do it at a rapid pace because, unlike Durham, you know, this is of the utmost importance. Durham is trying to correct history. We're trying to ensure that we don't have national security threats as a result of Hunter Biden's shady business dealing. When you look at Joe Biden's energy policy, it's an America last energy policy. It's a China first energy policy. We believe that the reason for that is because the Biden family has received millions and millions of dollars of direct payments from crooked, shady Chinese energy companies that were, you know, in direct link with the Chinese Communist Party. So this is why we're investigating this. We're not going to let up, and we'll certainly present the facts to the American people.
We will certainly present the facts to the American people. And that's exactly what this election has to be about. And the FBI, we now know, was compromised. You have Democrats there giving donations to other Democrats running for office while they're protecting those same Democrats that they're trying to get elected. I mean, you look at the FBI officials who briefed Facebook before the social media giant opted to censor that initial reporting on Hunter Biden's laptop. They're making donations to Democrats in the same election cycle. How is that even possible? The Federal Election Commission records show that these two individuals at the FBI donated money to Democrats in 2020. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider. And they work as a force for conservative values. They take a portion of your bill every month at no additional cost to you and fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, and they're actually winning. Now, if you would love to make a difference with every phone call you make, you need to check out Patriot Mobile because it's also going to save you money over what you're paying right now. Patriot Mobile has affordable plans for you, your family, even your business or small business. They offer the same nationwide coverage off the same towers that you're using right now. And they support conservative values with every call. So make the switch. Check out patriotmobile.com/Ferguson for special deals or call them at 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code Ferguson as well. Special discounts are available for veterans and first responders because they back the men and women that fight and protect this country. So join the movement and make the switch and make a difference with every call. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT, promo code Ferguson. All right, now, the filing notes comments made by Chan in that podcast. He's like, oh, yeah, we worked with them all. We worked with the private sector. We worked with elected officials from every single state. Right. We were really able to get involved in this. I mean, he's bragging about the power that he has. Right. And I understand why he's bragging. Think about the high of knowing that you actually could influence an election, that you could hide certain things from the American people. That's pretty awesome if you think about it. We also know about the gun charges and the alibi that's going to come. We're now being told that Hunter Biden literally begged Hallie for cash to go to rehab before the gun purchase. Hunter Biden begged his sister-in-law turned lover, Hallie Biden, for cash to check himself into rehab just 6 weeks before purchasing a gun and attesting on the federal forms that he had never used or been addicted to drugs. A shocking 4-minute, 30-second recording was discovered by the Washington Post. Excuse me, I should say the New York Post. On a copy of the hard drive of Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop at the Delaware computer shop. And emerges the same week, federal agents said they believe they have enough evidence to charge him with making false statements in order to buy that .38 caliber pistol. In a contentious August 31st, 2018 phone call, the future first son can be heard pleading with Hallie to hand over his credit card points to pay for rehab. Hallie Biden, who began dating her brother-in-law after the death of her husband, Beau, in 15, didn't buy it, repeatedly refusing to give him his credit card points unless he told her where he was going and allowed her to book it. Instead, she asked him to check himself back into The View, a luxury detox facility in L.A., which he recently left. You're being a blank. Go back to The View. You're not ready right now. Go to The View, she said on the recording. It's my money to pay for rehab. Please give me my points. They're mine. I earned them. I paid for them. They're my points, and I want to pay for rehab with them, he complained. It's literally stealing from me. But it's stealing from me, Hallie. It's stealing from me, he continued. It's 38,000. It's 842,000 points. And I calculated it, and it's all my points. When Hallie pressed for details, Hunter declined to name the rehab facility. I can use the points to use the place I'm going. I don't want you to know where I'm going. It's very important. Clearly, he's an addict. He really wanted to go to rehab, right? Just kidding. He doesn't really want to go to rehab. We have that exclusive audio now. Listen carefully.
Baby, I know. I know.
Sorry.
All you gotta do is, baby, you can give me a points gift card. The points are mine, honey. Just the points.
I don't care.
You can give me a gift card, honey.
No.
And you won't have to, honey. Why? The points are mine.
I will make the reservation.
Honey, I love you. Can't you just give me the points?
No.
It's so important to me to. Why?
Do it.
Why?
Because.
But that doesn't make sense. It's literally stealing from me.
That's it.
But it's stealing from me. Holly, it's stealing from me. No, it's not. Sorry, please, honey. I'm begging you.
Okay. No, I don't care. You're being
an asshole. Out of here. No, I'm not being that. Promise you, I love you. Please give me the points. They're mine.
Go back to the view.
Baby, I want to go to the place that I want to go. I already set it all up.
Honey, you're not ready right now.
With four people, I did this. I set up with four different people.
Okay.
All together, they agreed.
I can make your ticket. And
baby, I want to have. I don't have any money.
Goodbye.
Please, I don't have any money to the first. It's the only way I can do it.
I will make the ticket.
Baby, why? It's my point, honey. You're literally. You won't give me my money.
I don't. Care.
Baby, I literally cannot get out of here unless you do this. This is my
life. You can get out of here. Tell me what ticket to make.
Honey, it's not about making the tickets. I want to be not. They literally. I want 90 days.
I will make it.
Oh, honey, please. This is so wrong.
I'm not doing it. So
what are you talking about? It's my point, Hallie. All of them.
I don't care. If you want me to make a ticket,
so you're stealing my money, Hallie.
Oh my God.
I mean, for real.
If you want a ticket, I'll make it.
No, honey, you're stealing my money. It's not just a ticket, Hallie. I want to pay for the entire place with it.
I don't care. No,
why?
Not with the points.
Yes, it's my points.
Okay. Hun?
Baby, I paid for the whole thing.
Hun?
All those points
are
mine.
What are you talking about?
Bill I paid.
If someone lets you join their credit card.
Baby, and I paid all the credit card. And you said it was all my. Baby, it's $750,000.
Goodbye.
What is my points, honey?
Oh my God! You
can I use them, please? Can I use them? I don't have the money to do it.
Your reservation.
It's not just the reservation. I can use it to use the place.
What place?
The place I'm going.
The place I'm going. You know, the part that's the most shocking to me about this is the fact that you're hearing clearly an addict at that moment. A guy who's just making it up. He called it $38,000 worth of points. And he said it was $380,000. Worth of points. This is a guy who's an addict. And the sad part about all this to me is the fact that the Biden family knew this was the state that Hunter Biden was in when they were sending him around the world to do business deals so they could cash in on his addiction. The biggest part of this story that has been overlooked is the fact that when you listen to this audio, you know you're dealing with an addict. It's obvious. And the Biden family, James Biden, Dr. Jill Biden, Joe Biden, they knew that this was the state of their son. They knew he was an addict. And they didn't care. They exploited him. What type of human being exploits their son to make them millions of dollars and then uses the addiction as the alibi? The whole time it's been, well, I'm proud of my son. He's an addict. He's overcome his addiction. He's written a book about it, right? I'm so proud of my son. You knew the entire time that he was doing all of this shady business, all of this corrupt things on your behalf to make you millions and millions and millions of dollars, whoring out your position of power, whoring out the American government, that you were taking advantage of an addict, and then you were going to use that as the alibi.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The scary part about these audio recordings of Hunter Biden isn't just the fact that he was recording himself for whatever reason that was. It's the fact that the family knows how bad he is, the state that he's in, and they see it as an opportunity. Listen to part two of Biden begging for cash just to claim he's going to go to rehab weeks before his gun purchase. Now, he's obviously not going to rehab, because if he was, he would actually let her book him the ticket. He would let her actually, you know, send the money to the rehab center. He's clearly he needs his next fix. All of his family knows this is going on, and they're like, just keep giving us the money from Burisma, bro.
And I'll do it.
No, honey, I don't want you to know where I'm going. It's very important.
If you want to,
you won't give me.
Think about this. I don't want you to know where I'm going, honey. I love you, honey. This is an addict screaming for help, right? This is clearly someone that's under the influence. And while this is happening, while he's recording this, his own uncle and his own father and his own stepmom, right? Dr. Biden, right? Joe Biden. They're like, dude, get on a damn plane. Go to China. Make us some money. Go meet with the Russian oligarchs. Make us some money. Go to Burisma and make us some money. Like, you got to keep the family business alive. You got to pay for everything. We need our 10% for the big guy. This is a form of child abuse, even though he is an adult at this moment. They raised him to be a bag man. They raised him to be a part of their crime family. And when he was an addict, They didn't care. In fact, they used that as the opportunity to get him to do things I would argue no sane man would do. No sober man would do. And then they said it'll be fine because that's the alibi. They figured out the get out of jail free card. Right? If he does go to jail one day, which we don't believe he will because we're Democrats and we can get away with anything. But if, right, if he does go to jail, it really won't be for that long. Just be for a little while. Because we'll say he's an addict and he didn't know what he was doing. Hell, they've got the recordings. They can, I mean, if you hear these recordings and you're on a jury dealing with Hunter Biden, would you not feel sorry for him? Because I actually would. I don't believe that Hunter Biden is that much, is really that evil of a person. I believe he is a hardcore drug addict that was exploited for criminal activity by his family. And if you played this, this is part of the alibi for Joe Biden, for James Biden, for Dr. Jill Biden, for the Biden crime family. You hear this and you're on a jury and you're like, dude, they abused this guy.
Give me my money, Hallie.
Hallie, please give me the money. I mean, it's just points, honey. It's points. I'm not even asking you points. I'm asking you for my points.
I don't care.
You don't care about my points?
I will do it all for you. I will do it all for you.
Okay, here, how about this? Not you, okay? You give it to... No, really. Give it to my Uncle Jimmy.
No.
Give it to my Uncle Jimmy.
You hear that? Give it to my Uncle Jimmy. He's now begging his ex, his brother's widow, who's his new lover, to give the points to Jimmy. Just give the points to Jimmy. Why is he asking for the points to go to Jimmy? He's asking for the points to go to Jimmy because he knows that Jimmy will give him the damn points to go get his fix because Jimmy doesn't care if he goes to rehab. Jimmy could care less about Hunter Biden as long as he keeps breathing. Right? He needs him addicted to the drugs so he'll do the illegal activities without thinking twice because he's addicted to the drugs. And Hunter Biden clearly will do anything at this moment to get his next fix. So if Jimmy, right, his uncle, can put him on a plane and dope him up enough to go get the next Biden crime family deal, Jimmy owns him. He's a modern-day slave to the family. He's a slave to the crack. He's a slave to the drugs. He's a slave to whatever it is they tell him to do. If they sober him up for 12 hours, slap him in the face, tell him to shave, put on a coat and tie, and walk into a building in Chinese communist territory with the communists, right, of the regime, and to do a deal, he's going to do it so he can get his coke.
No.
Give it to my Uncle Jimmy. What's the difference?
No.
Why?
I don't care. I'll do it.
Give it to my dad.
If not, you're not using it.
Give it to my dad.
I said no.
Give it to my dad. Give it to my dad. Okay, so now we know for a fact it wasn't just Jimmy taking advantage of him. He's now saying, give the points to my dad so I can go get my next fix. This tells you everything you need to know about how evil Joe Biden is. And I do believe that he is evil. Why would he give, I mean, what dad in their right mind would give these points to their son knowing that he's not going to check himself into rehab? Like, they know that they're not going to, it's not going to happen, folks. He's not stupid. He understands it. Hey, he knows that my dad will do this.
It's really important to me that you don't know. Give it to my dad.
I don't care.
I can't figure out another place otherwise.
Don't ask me again. I'm hanging up. And Wait, I'm not
I can't
talk
pay
to you
for
again.
The place otherwise. You're killing
then
me. Why are you doing this?
Let me know.
Then what am I going
to
do?
Let me know what you want me to do, and I will do it.
I'm
but
telling you for the 15th time, I'm begging you.
No.
It's my money.
That's it.
To pay for rehab.
I will pay for
Baby,
it.
Maybe I want to do it. All you got to do is some points so that I can do it anonymously. Anonymously.
Literally, all you're doing is the same sentence over and over again, and I said no.
Okay, here's my sentence. Please give me my points. They're mine.
No.
I earned them.
No. I love this. I'm going to do my points so it'll be anonymously. I don't know of any place you can pay for rehab with points, by the way. She knows it. The points are something clearly he's going to trade for his next fix, I would assume here. That's why when Hallie pressed for details, he declined to name the rehab facility. He says, I don't want you to know where I'm going, the place I'm going. I don't really want you to know where I'm going. It's very important. You're stealing my money. You're stealing my points. Just give it to Jimmy. Give it to my Uncle Jimmy. Because he knows Jimmy doesn't give a crap about him. But before I get into that part of the story, I want to tell you a little bit about my good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. If you're paying attention, you've seen that the stock market has been plummeting. Many economists are predicting this is just the beginning, and we could see a market pullback well into 2023. If that happens, you're going to see tremendous losses in your portfolio. Many of you have already seen those losses. That is where there's an upside with gold. In the 2008 crash, when the market dipped, gold went up. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust when investing in gold and precious metals. They can advise you on whether gold is right for you, whether it becomes part of your retirement account or having physical metals shipped directly to you. When it comes to your finances, you want to act before it's too late. Be informed on your options. Legacy Precious Metals expert team can answer all your questions. So call Legacy Precious Metals today. 866-751-2218. That's 866-751-2218. Or you can even download their comprehensive gold guide at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. All right, let's get back to this other part of the Hunter Biden story. Fine, you need points, go get high, go get high. I'll get you cleaned up right before we do our next business deal. Give it to my dad. Give my points to my dad. Hallie doesn't even trust Joe Biden to take care of her own son. You notice that in this recording.
I paid for them. They're my points, and I want to pay for rehab with them.
Do it. Let me know, and
I
want
to pay for rehab with the points. Please give them to in a gift card.
I will do it.
But I want to pay for rehab and gift
card. Access to my card.
I'm saying one more time, if you do not do that, I'm going to say fraud on every single thing because they're my points, and you have literally told me that I can't pay for rehab with them.
Don't threaten me again.
I want to pay for rehab. Hallie, I'm trying to pay for rehab.
I will do it.
Please. What is the big deal? Okay, tell me your reasoning.
Nothing you've said all day and night has made sense.
Baby, what doesn't make sense about this?
That you can tell me, and I'll do it. It's my card and my name, and I'm not allowed to.
I'm going to send you the link, Hallie. And you're going to pay for the rehab. It's $38,000. And so it's 842,000 points. And I calculated it, and it's all my points. I paid for all of it.
I'm not saying you can't have the points, hon. I'm saying I will do it.
Okay, I'm saying I'll do it. You're going to do it right now with me on the phone.
Send me the link, and I will do it.
No, you do it right now with me on the phone.
No, goodbye.
No, right now with me on the phone. You're not going to do it.
There it is. That's an addict begging for his next fix. Give him to my dad. Just give him to my brother. Give him to Uncle Jimmy. What's the difference, right? Give it to my dad. Give it to my dad. She knows that he's an addict. And this intense conversation came just weeks before Biden purchased the gun. The same gun that he had in videos. The same gun that he had when he was sleeping with a crack pipe sticking out of his mouth, were taken 1 month later on October the 4th of 2018, just 8 days before his gun purchase at a Delaware shop. Lying on a federal gun purchase is a felony. Maximum sentence of 10 years in prison. Legal experts say that may be the least of Hunter's worries. As a first offender, Hunter could avoid jail time entirely under such a charge or plead to a short period of incarceration. That's what Jonathan Turley, a professor at George Washington University Law School, said. But this is not what this is about. This is what the Democrats are going to try to make it about so they can move on quickly. And if you don't think the White House is worried about all of this and how to play it, we now know that the White House is spending $265,000 on staff to deflect the Hunter Biden probe. The White House is gearing up for a growing army of staff to fend off potential Republican-led probes on everything Hunter Biden to the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, and taxpayers are going to foot the bill. Battening down the hatches is what they're calling it internally. In case the Republicans regain control of the House in the midterm elections, the White House is shelling out $265,000 a year in salary for staff whose primary portfolio will be to run comms and defense for the administration from an upcoming blizzard of subpoenas on Hunter Biden, James Biden, Joe Biden's business dealings. In May, the White House poached the top attorney for the Department of Veterans Affairs to serve as a deputy counsel of the president, tasked with handling House oversight probes. Ian Sams, a veteran of Vice President Harris's failed 2020 presidential campaign, was hired to run official comms for the team. The White House records show the two men will take home $155,000 and $110,000 respectively. And the team is only expected to grow, the Washington Post reports this morning, indicating that its staffing and operational expenditures will balloon after the midterms. Or maybe just days before the midterms, because they know they need the staff now. You listen to those audio recordings. I wasn't mad at Hunter Biden. I feel bad for Hunter Biden. I feel bad that this grown man has been treated by his family and exploited by his family. And they have kept him hopped up on drugs so that he would do whatever Jimmy or Joe Biden asked him. Whatever they asked him to do, he was going to do it to get his next fix. And they treated him like that. It's modern day slavery. And they knew they had the alibi fixed in. Hey, he's a drug addict. Don't blame him. He didn't know what he was doing. He's a drug addict. That's pure evil, folks. So if you want to know why fentanyl is not an issue with this president, now you understand it. Now you know why. They didn't care about their own son being jacked up on drugs. Make sure you share our podcast. See you back here tomorrow. Plus, don't forget to download Verdict, the Ted Cruz podcast, as I will be asking him about this story. You can download that as well tomorrow morning, and I'll see you back here then.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.